This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank. I don't know why I'm talking so slow. I was in mid-yawn during that break.
It's my zen-like presence.
Exactly.
And I'm Rachel Martin, sitting in for Allison Stewart today.
And Rach, even though you have sort of managed to escape the newscast, you still are going to be drawn into a certain news conversation, this being news you can't really use, something we call the ramble. Breaking Harry Potter news over the weekend. Turns out, J.K. Rowling says Dumbledore is gay.
What?
Yes. Over the weekend, she was giving a speech or this forum with fans at Carnegie Hall. A young reader asked J.K., did Dumbledore, who believed in the prevailing power of love, ever fall in love himself? And this is what Rowling said. She said, my truthful answer to you, pause, I always thought of Dumbledore as gay. And the report is that the audience sat stunned for a few seconds before breaking into loud applause.
Who knew?
Yeah. Very flashy robes, though.
I have to admit, I haven't read Harry Potter. I had to first ask, who is this guy?
You haven't seen the movies?
I have seen the movies. I have seen the movies, but I didn't remember the guy. But I went back, I figured it out. Okay, it all makes sense. Next. Okay, this sucks. I mean, S-U-X. Sucks. I'm not using a bad word. That's the three-letter abbreviation that's used for Sioux City Airport in Iowa. For years, local leaders haven't been very happy about this sucky situation.
Hey-o.
In 1988 and 2002, they petitioned the FAA to make a change. But now people there are embracing this three-letter moniker, and they're printing up T-shirts and hats with the slogan, Fly Sucks, S-U-X. And the airport's new website is even called flysucks.com. Hey, embrace it. By the way, the FAA did offer them some alternatives, including GWU, GYO, GYT, SGV, and no joke, GAY.
Air Dumbledore.
Stick with sucks.
Speaking of things that I am not that into, Sudoku. You know, we talked last week to Will Shorts about the U.S. Sudoku Championship, and he kind of made a compelling case for why this is very interesting. It happened, the championship happened in Philadelphia over the weekend. So in an attempt to sort of bring you guys up to speed on what happened, there is a now first-ever U.S. Sudoku champion. His name's Thomas Snyder. He's of Palo Alto, California, 27 years old. He won $10,000 in prize money. He also won the World Sudoku Championship in Prague last March, as I'm sure you all know. I mean, he's the Michael Jordan of Sudoku. So after this, he's next off to Goa, India.
Goa, yeah.
Where he will defend his Sudoku title. Congratulations, Thomas Snyder.
Raves and Sudoku championships, apparently, in Goa. And we end this ramble on a sad note, actually, from India. And a warning to listeners, stay away from macaque monkeys. Macaque monkeys. The deputy mayor of New Delhi, India, actually died yesterday of injuries sustained when he got in a fight with a pack of wild monkeys. After the monkeys invaded the home of the deputy mayor, S.S. Bajwa, he started fighting them on his second-story terrace. And in the scuffle, Bajwa fell to the ground and suffered serious injuries. He died after being rushed to the hospital. Last year, India's High Court ordered the city of New Delhi to deal with the problem of these crazy monkeys that are everywhere. And they're considered holy, actually, in the Hindu religion. So killing them, Luke, is out of the question. One approach the city has tried is cultivating troops of langur monkeys, which are bigger, apparently.
That's,
and they're hostile to the macaques.
Sure.
And are considered even more ferocious.
Then get some land sharks.
I don't know,
to
but if you've ever
the larger
seen
monkeys.
These monkeys, they are totally
frightening. Yes, I've seen film of them at various shrines and places. They are super terrifying. All right, well, that is today's ramble.